I would imagine that we have a couple of animal lovers here. Anybody have pets? Who has pets? Do you guys have pets? What kind of a pet do you have? A cat? All right. I had a cat, believe it or not. I'm from a farm. And so when we were growing up, you know, animals were outside, animals were outside, people were inside, and the two never really connected. So someone gave me a cat when I was a pastor up in Fond du Lac, and so that was kind of a new experience for me, and it was very interesting. It was a great relationship we had, and you know, these little animals have a way of kind of weaseling their way into your hearts, you know, and it was a great experience, actually. Cat used to sleep at the foot of my bed and wouldn't move until the alarm went off. Then the cat would kind of get up and look at you and start purring. You know, I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Now, I don't know if it's sacrilegious, but I think that's how God treats us. God kind of looks at us and purrs. He looks at us and loves us. That's really what the readings are all about today. Do you notice how you pick pets? I don't know how you picked your cat. I had no choice. The cat appeared at my door one day and said, well, Father, here, you'll enjoy this cat. Okay. Well, this is good. You know, some people pick their cats or their dogs or whatever pets they have. They go to the pet shop or they go to the breeder and they kind of say, well, you know, I want this one based on its friskiness or maybe its quietness, sometimes based on color, markings, that type of thing. I've talked to people who have picked their pets based on a family member that the pet looked like, you know, really. But one of the best experiences I've had, it was at an animal shelter. And the family was coming in for a dog for this little girl. And so rather than picking the dogs, the little girl sits down in the middle of the room, and the dog that came to her, the puppy that came to her, was the one that she took home. You know, it's kind of like, well, who's going to love me is what it's all about. Who's going to be my friend? And I thought that was a great story because I really think it fit with the reading. The gospel reading, Jesus says, it's not that you chose God, but that God chose you. It was not me who chose you, it was God that chose you. So it's God's choice. God has looked at us, if you want to use that image, God looks at us and purrs out of love for each and every one of us. And that's just absolutely incredible. The gospel reading talks about that great gift of love. The great gift of love, which is ours, a God who loves us and takes care of us. That's really what it's all about. Actually, I probably could sit down for the homily and just forget the rest of it, because if we get nothing more than that, we will have gotten enough. If you listen to the first reading, but I'm going on anyway. If you listen to the first reading, Acts of the Apostles, all these new so-called people who are interested in the way were gathered. And you had Jewish people, you had Gentile people there, you had those that were committed into their Christianity, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is descending upon these Gentiles. These Gentiles were not baptized. According to the ritual, you can almost say in this book, in the Acts of the Apostles today, that they were in the middle of a liturgy. The liturgy just started. They were reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden, there is the presence of the Spirit. There, God is coming in, and God is surprising us. God is surprising that group of people, because God is sending the Spirit on people who are not baptized, and God was sending the Spirit on those who are not even Jewish people. God came and loved them. It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you, if you look at the gospel reading. The second reading talks in the same type of way, the actual love. It's not that it's important that you have loved God. What love is that God has loved us. That's the significance. So we rejoice today in God's love. That's the message. But what do we do with that? The gospel has a couple of things that kind of are prerequisites, or maybe things that we do because God has loved us. Because God has loved us, we are people on a mission. We are people who are sent forth to share the love of God with others. God loves the Son. As the Son loves the disciples, as the disciples and the early church love other people, we are called to share that love. So love is not something that we just keep, but love is something that's shared. love is not just something that's talked about, but it's love is something that's put into action. And that's the challenge that we have. We are called to be, first of all, people who experience the love of God, and secondly, people of mission. People who, because they have experienced that love, not only just wallow in it and rejoice in it and take it all in, which we should do, but we are also called to be people who share that love with others. We are sharing God's love with the world. So we are people of love. We are people of mission. And if you listen carefully to the gospel reading, we are people of joy. If there's anything that permeates the love of God in the community of believers, it's that sense of joy and happiness. It's joy and happiness that characterizes who we are because we are loved by God. Pope Francis's first encyclical, The Joy of the Gospel. You know, not every moment is a moment of happiness, but there is joy in living the gospel. We are positive people because God has looked at us and loved us. We are positive people because we go forth and we share that love with the rest of the world. Last year, about this time, at the Feast of Pentecost, we had an Archdiocesan Synod. And the Synod gathered people from all of our parishes in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And they were people who were turned on with the love of God. They were people who have experienced that love and saw the presence of the Spirit. They are people who have committed themselves to bring that leaven back into the parishes. And now the parishes are going to go forth and we're going to begin a process of learning about how to love one another and how to share that love with the members of our parish, with the members of our community, and beyond. It's a moment of enthusiasm, a moment of the Spirit, a moment where God has loved us, and now we have new opportunities to share that love and to love one another. If you think about those moments where you've experienced the love of God, and each of us have had those moments, where God's love has been there, where we're able to see God's presence, where we're able to hear the purrings of God reaching out to each and every one of us and drawing forth that love from everything else. On this Mother's Day, if we do nothing more than just appreciate the love of God that comes through our mothers, that is indeed a gift. God loves us. He loves us so much he brought us to life. And our job now is to love one another, not only in word, but also in deed.